From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. President Donald Trump has made it clear he wants to win the November 3rd, 2020 election at all costs. He has demanded a delay in the election, claimed in an easily proven lie that voting by mail will lead to widespread voter fraud, except magically in the state of Florida, which he sees as crucial to winning. He's cast so much doubt months ahead of the election that many are convinced he's already won the 2020 race by sheer force of will. My guest is Greg Palast, filmmaker and investigative reporter whose news-breaking stories appear on BBC Television, The Guardian, and Rolling Stone magazine. His books include Billionaires and Ballot Bandits and The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. He joins me to discuss his newest book, How Trump Stole 2020, The Hunt for America's Vanished Voters. Welcome to the program, Greg.
Glad to be with you again, Sonali.
So you say that in your book that the election in Georgia in 2019, where Stacey Abrams lost to then state secretary and now Governor Brian Kemp for the governor's seat, is a preview of what we can expect on a nationwide scale across all states in 2020. What was it that Kemp did that you fear is going to be replicated?
This is the Great Purge. When I was investigating for Rolling Stone and for 7 years in Georgia, there is where the Republican Party took for a test drive something I call the Great Purge, a whole new system which was authorized just months before that gubernatorial election, a new system where you could wipe voters off the voter rolls. And after Georgia, they took it on the road. 16.7 million people have been purged in the last 2 years of record keeping, 16.7 million. Remember, Trump's margin in three marginal states was 70,000. So that's the number one thing, is that there's gonna be millions of people showing up if they wanna show up at the polls. They won't be there. They'll be given something called provisional ballots. And I gotta tell you, 935,000, that's almost a million of those provisional ballots were put in the garbage. And yeah,
are you talking about just in the state of Georgia?
Oh, no, I'm talking. No,
this is nationwide.
This is now national from 2016. So 16.7 million people have been purged now nationwide when they
in
took
various
the Georgia
states.
Operation and expanded it across the USA. So we've all been Georgia'd now. We better look out for our and by the way, the easiest way to bust it yourself is re-register.
In Georgia, and even I believe in other states, you point out that Republicans used this method that they called cross-check to purge voters, where they basically found voters with similar sounding names that just happened to be mostly minority or non-white voters, and said that because there were voters with the same name in two different states, that their registration was canceled. Is that the main method that they have used to cancel, as you say, these 16 million odd votes across the nation?
Well, there are five big methods. You mentioned cross-check. That was created by Chris Kobach of Kansas, you know, basically Trump's vote thief in chief.
Yes, Tuesday night, Chris Kobach, his political career might have ended.
Don't count on it. He always rises from the crypt. But I got to tell you, what he did was he came up with a system. Well, we're going to stop voters in two states. Oh, what a wonderful system. We shouldn't have people voting in two states. You know, this massive fraud that they keep talking about. And I was the only journalist who said, could I have the list of these ne'er-do-wells, double voters, and why don't we just arrest them? It is a federal crime, 5 years in the slammer. Kobach wouldn't give me the list. Brian Kemp wouldn't give me the list. By the way, I want it from Kemp just now in a federal court suit. And guess what? All the names that are matched, they found a Jose Garcia in Atlanta, and they found a Jose Garcia in Nevada. Believe it or not, they said that's the same Jose Garcia, because, you know, that's not a common name for a Republican. So they had Garcias, Rodriguez, David Kims, Joe Johnsons. 85 of the 100 most common names in America, according to the census, are minority names. And they use all kinds of other tricks to send out what I call the magical postcard, the killer postcard in the book. They come up with excuses like, oh, you're registered, Jose Garcia, you're registered in another state. And by the way, I should tell you, in the chapter 568 James Browns, they remove 568 James Browns in Georgia, matched to James Browns in, you know, Motown, et cetera. Not one had a matching middle name, all mismatched. This is the games that they're playing, but they know who they're knocking out. And then they send postcards to voters, any excuse. Oh, we've got information that you moved. They have these mover lists, which are laughable. And they know that who are the people that they have information who've moved. You may have moved within your apartment building. Low-income people, young people, students, couch surf, move dorm room to dorm room. Renters, of course, move apartment to apartment. And they get a note saying, if you don't return this card, we will remove you from the voter rolls. It's a violation of federal law. But hey, who is going to enforce the federal law? The voting rights sheriff is named Bill Barr. Good luck.
So aside from cross-check, the other means of purging voters from the registration rolls are
like that business of moving. Now, are you ready for this? In Georgia alone, and then that's why I took it nationwide, I went through the list with the people who are experts in where everyone lives, so which is Amazon, eBay, et cetera. They're experts. I was able to hire them. And I said, could you use your databases to tell me exactly where people live? And by the way, these are the databases used by the post office and the FBI when they're hunting people. And they said 340,134 people on Brian Kemp's, the GOP hit list, never moved anywhere. They didn't move an inch. And I was in Georgia with Martin Luther King's 92-year-old cousin. She was at the polling station where she had the schoolhouse where she had voted for 50 years. This would be her 50th year of voting. And they threw her out. They said, you're not registered here. Her 50th year of voting, Martin Luther King's cousin. And I need not tell you that she is guilty of voting while black. Mm-hmm. And that's the real issue in Georgia. And they took it nationwide. 800,000 people removed in Ohio, for example. Important swing state. Massive removals in Michigan, which the Democrats have yet to put back. And now there's a big fight in Wisconsin, which is in the book, where these right-wing billionaires, believe it or not, there's more than the Koch brothers. This is the Bradley family. Right-wing billionaires have sued to force the state to remove 152,000 voters from the voter rolls. Supposedly they moved. For example, Saquana Taylor, I met with her. She was being thrown off the voter rolls for having moved from Milwaukee. I said, why are you on the voter rolls of Milwaukee if you don't vote there? She says, I haven't moved from Milwaukee. I'm supervisor of Milwaukee County. That's who they removed. Of course, again, once again, guilty of voting while black. This is what's happening, and I want everyone to wake up. It's not about whether you're for or against Trump. It's whether you're for having the voters choose the president instead of these games.
So the way in which people can figure out whether their vote has been undermined months ahead of the election is to, first of all, check and see if their registration is still valid. It's kind of too bad that this is what they have to do, because for some people, they may not everybody has access to the internet in an easy way, or may have the savvy to know to go to their Secretary of State's page and how to put their name, and especially elderly voters or voters who are on the other side of the digital divide. And so is this the only way in which people can ensure that their voter registration remains valid?
Yep. Sorry. They're not trying to make it easy for you. And thank God from prior administrations, they're required to put this online. Go to vote.org. That's pretty simple. And help others if you know people who haven't checked. Listen, I checked for Greg Palast, and it's in California. No such voter. I re-registered online, took a screenshot, got an email confirmation, saved my vote in the last election. It happened to me. So be careful. And that's the beginning of the process, because remember, now we're moving to mail-in voting, and we have to. But I want to make sure that you understand how you don't lose your vote, because they junk millions. And you mentioned mail-in voting. The problem we have right now is that in the last elections, according to a study by MIT, 22%, one in five ballots is never counted. Mail-in ballots are never counted. 1 in 5. It's just breathtaking. And of course, when you dip into the demographics, whose vote doesn't get counted? Again, those guilty of voting while young or black, or now the group that has been hit hardest by some of these new suppression techniques are the Asian American voting bloc, which is the fastest, youngest growing.
Why are the mail-in ballots 20% of them not being counted? I mean, is it that there are people who are sorting through them and deciding which ones to not count, or are there other systemic reasons why?
Yes and yes, which is, first of all, about 1 in 10 ballots is challenged. So remember, it's not a secret ballot. It has your name, it has your zip code, they know who you are. Then, you know, it's, and then even when they remove that, there's other things they know to challenge your ballot.
And I mean, so it is a secret ballot in that they don't know who you voted for.
Except that sometimes literally, for example, in the state of Michigan, when there was a counting in Michigan, votes didn't get counted. Understand, remember, Trump supposedly won Michigan by 10,000 votes, but 75,355 ballots, and this is in the book, were never counted. I was there for Democracy Now. 75,355 ballots not counted because the counting machines, the scanners in Detroit, broke down. 87 machines broke down. So then the one machine that doesn't break down that could easily read a ballot is called the human eyeball. You look at the ballot and you can easily tell what it is. They went into a count of those ballots. Some people called it the recount, but these are counting ballots never previously counted after the 16 election. It was paid for by the Green Party. The Republican Party hacks literally challenged every single Hillary ballot, every single one. They were challenging every single one in the count until Trump was able to legally have his lawyers stop the count. So this is what happens. You have 100,000 people who lost their mail-in ballot in 2016 for postage due. Hundreds of thousands whose ballots were disqualified for using a red pen instead of a black pen or a pencil. Postage due, but also the wrong envelope. You know, the envelope.
Shouldn't those have been randomly distributed though throughout the electorate? Those sorts of mistakes.
Yeah, if it were, it wouldn't make a difference. But again, in the Caltech MIT study, called "Whose Absentee Ballot Is Lost," overwhelmingly, it's voters of color, and especially young voters of color whose votes get lost. Now, the second way that they get lost, and one of the big reasons for the loss for voters of color and young voters, is that they don't, this demographic is not sent the ballot. And I want to repeat that. 1 out of 10 mail-in ballots which are requested are never received or not received in time. And so one of the things I suggest to people is please, for, you know, at least 2 months before an election, ask for your mail-in ballot. I can tell you right now, I know one voter, Jerry Thomas, who asked for his ballot. He and his wife asked for his ballot 45 days in advance. These are sophisticated voters. His primary ballot in Georgia arrived this June 10. The election was June 9. Now, of course, once again, Jerry Thomas was guilty of voting while black. They were slow walking those black ballots. It's that simple. Now, is he unsophisticated? Does he not know the rules? No. His wife is Andrea Young, the head of the ACLU of Georgia. These are not unsophisticated voters. Stacey Abrams almost lost her vote, a mail-in ballot. Any mismarking, and it will be kicked out by the machines or challenged by these boogaloo boys in their Hawaiian shirts. They're going to be challenging your signature.
Right. Let me actually bring that up. The voter intimidation tactics, which are supposed to be illegal. What do you know about what to expect? You know, is Trump sort of signaling to his army of supporters, who are, you know, essentially very clearly a minority in the country, that they ought to unleash their vigilante threats and violence against voters on November 3rd?
I think that there's two things we have to worry about, not just threats of violence, but I'm very worried about violence. We have to have a plan that deals with violence and not exploding into counter violence, because that's what they want. They want mayhem, again, so the election can be, I won't call it not may not be certified in a state if there's complete mayhem and the ballots don't get counted. We better be prepared. You have the Boogaloo Boys, those freaks in the Hawaiian shirts. You have the Proud Boys. Now, I've been to Trump rallies, and this is a scary crowd. About half, you know, about half are just, you know, Republicans, or they want to see their president. But half were all wearing T-shirts, 3%. There's, you know, Proud Boys. This is dangerous stuff. I'm worried. But, you know, the funny thing is, I'm less worried about their violence than I am about the fact that 50,000 are going to be trained to go in and challenge your mail-in ballot. They're going to say, I don't like that signature.
How are they going to be trained to do that? Are they volunteering to being hired as poll workers?
Well, here's the thing. We can all be poll watchers, and we all should be poll watchers for the counting of the ballots. We should all be witnesses to the counting, whatever your state allows. We have to be there, because I've been in these counts where the Republican Party in particular is adept at challenging every single ballot. Now, understand, over 500,000 ballots were thrown out because someone challenged that mail-in signature. Over 500,000, 625,000 some. And you ask, who trains these people? No one. Literally, some pinhead in a Hawaiian shirt walks in and says, I don't think that signature matches their registration signature. Okay, out. You need someone to challenge the challengers. I did speak to a court-appointed expert on handwriting. He says, what is this stuff? Throwing out hundreds of thousands of signatures because they're not, you know, perfectly exactly matched. He said, this is an expert. No one's signature matches exactly. So everyone is subject to challenge. But the problem is they do challenge by the hundreds of thousands, and now it will be by the millions. That's what I'm worried about.
Don't you do you hope that the safeguards that there have been, you know, that there have been in place for years, and maybe some new ones that have been put in place since 2016, might be enough to address this? Also, of course, we are now in the middle of a pandemic, so in-person voting may not even be possible or might be considered dangerous. I'm in Los Angeles County, and the county has seemingly been pretty organized about getting in touch with me as a voter, making sure that I'm going to have the right kind of ballot and the right kind of language, I'm at the right address, etc. And it's, you know, certainly seems fairly, you know, on board.
You and I are in, those of us in Pacifica land, that is California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and Hawaii, we live in a very special place, which is not America and not how America votes. they send everyone a ballot, unless you say you don't want one, and they help you vote. I got a, you know, big, giant, multicolor postcard from the county of Los Angeles. So they want us to vote. Now we move to Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Georgia, Arkansas, Alabama, where Doug Jones is fighting for his life for re-election. And if you want to mail in your ballot, you're going to have to get it notarized. Notarized. It's like a poll tax, like $15. And where do you find the notary during a lockdown, by the way, because Alabama is a hot spot. Or you can have two witnesses. Do you know that in 8 states, including swing state Wisconsin, you need a witness signature? Same in Minnesota, though that's now in the courts. So it's just crazy stuff. And if you forget that witness signature, or you find out that they signed their name differently than, for example, how they registered, you lose your vote. And again, the Boogaloo Boys and the Proud Boys, and also Roger Stone and leading another army of $1,200 an hour consultants and lawyers, we'll be challenging every mail-in ballot. So you fill it out carefully. You ask for it early. If you can, don't load it into the post office where it may never come back out. Try to drop it off at your county board of elections, or in those places that aren't trying to stop voting. There will be drop boxes, as we have here in Los Angeles.
So then, just to sort of go over the ways in which essentially you say people can steal back the election, or let's just say preserve democracy in 2020, is to ensure that they are actually registered to vote, even if they think they are and they voted with no problem the previous election. Check it again one way or another. And then if it is a mail-in situation, to ensure, of course, that you've put enough postage on there, because sometimes that's a problem. Or actually walk it in and drop it in where ballots are being accepted?
Yes. And also that has another value. When you walk, if you can actually walk it into your county clerk, I know it's an effort, but you know what? Think about John Lewis. They beat him nearly to death on a bridge. I'm not asking you to be beaten to death. I'm not asking you to watch a march like Martin Luther King 50 miles to Montgomery. I'm just asking you to walk it into your county office if you can.
Wearing a
and
mask.
Then they can verify, and they can verify midweek, so they can verify your signature right there. It can't be challenged. Your ballot gets verified and accepted on the spot. That's what you can do in most counties. Why are we doing all this crazy stuff? Think about what we have to do to make sure our votes get counted. I'm sorry that that's just the truth. In fact, if there's a whole set of recommendations at the back of How Trump Stole 2020. I call it a Ted and Greg's new and improved ballot condom for safe voting. But it's just a list of seven things you really want to do to make sure your vote gets counted. Those you know, their vote gets counted and you're not knocked off the voter rolls. So take a look at the book, especially the back, and spread the word around.
Greg, I want to wish you the best of luck with your book, How Trump Stole 2020. Thanks so much. And let's see what happens in the next few months.
Stay safe, vote safe.
My guest has been Greg Pallast, filmmaker and investigative reporter who has written a number of books, including Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the latest book that we've just been discussing, How Trump Stole 2020, The Hunt for America's Vanished Voters. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.